the world is really starving for authenticity right now. The world is starving for real wisdom. You know, we're getting blasted with information, but what really works practically and for each unique heart and soul, you know, spiritually? So, like with manifestation, there is nothing wrong with saying affirmations in there. But what people don't get, what they don't always tell you, is once you start taking on an affirmation, like a lot of us women have issues with, I'm worthy, I am deserving. You know, a lot of us have that at our core, you know, and it can feel scary to start to touch it. But you don't have to go for all of it. Chilada, you can go for just a little bit, you know.
Hello, and welcome to My Journey to CEO. This podcast is for women entrepreneurs and innovators to help women become confident to start their own business. I'm your host, Valeria Medero, and I'm an entrepreneur just like you. Join me here every week as I talk about common fears and challenges entrepreneurs face and hear from successful women entrepreneurs in their journey to get there. The journey to entrepreneurship is not easy, but are you ready to start? Welcome everyone to another episode of My Journey to CEO. I'm your host, Valeria Medero, and for today's episode, I am really excited to introduce you to today's guest. Charlene Joy is a certified transformational life coach that fosters a heart-centered coaching practice that is unique to her intuitive, practical, and spiritual gifts. Her coaching company is called Transformation Joy. Charlene is also a certified integrative nutrition health coach of 10 plus years in holistic health. She has joined her health and wellness expertise, integrating them into her transformational work, nurturing mind, body, heart, and spirit. So please welcome to the podcast, Charlene. Hi, Charlene. How are you?
Hi, Valeria. I'm excited to be here.
I'm super excited to have you here and to kind of dive into this conversation, because when we met, I feel like our energies were just like colliding in such a beautiful and like harmonious way. And honestly, I can't wait to kind of dive deeper into your experiences, your knowledge, and your skills, but also what you do. But before we like officially get started with all the good stuff, can you tell us a little bit more about yourself and your background?
Yeah, totally. And yeah, I felt like we should be recording when we first met because it was so much fun. Well, my name's Charlene Joy, and currently I am a certified transformational life coach in the Dale Holloway Network, and I've been doing that since about 2017. And attending classes on relationship and conscious business since 8 years ago. So that's where I'm at, but it's kind of been a bumpy road to get here. I'm over a decade certified in holistic health as well through the Institute for Integrative Nutrition as a health coach, which I love and very much enjoy. And also my background is corporate America. You know, I was a single mom for 7 years, and I really had that hustle mode going on. So my degree is in computer science. I went into sales in the beer industry. So I feel like this is my karma to kind of help people's livers and everything now. Because I was good at selling beer, and that did not do good things in the world. So it's really interesting. And if you had told me what I was doing now, I never would have known, you know, it was possible. I really didn't have that belief in myself back then. And I honestly had to unravel a lot of stuff from all the things inside of me, childhood. And I'm really grateful to be sitting where I'm at now, because I get to help people and serve people, and I take time away from my kids, and it's what I really love to do with my heart and my soul and my purpose. And God, it has been a bumpy road to get here.
Yeah, it's so interesting how you say like unravel all of those things. I feel like that's such a perfect way to describe it, because it kind of does feel sometimes in the beginning like a little bit chaotic to either pursue like what you feel passionate about, or like quote unquote go against the grain, or like what society tells you that you should go for or aspire for, right? And I feel like you transitioning from this corporate, very like hustle driven and like very fast pace of like what you used to do for your job felt like a little bit of unraveling, and probably like very nerve-wracking, because at that point you were a single mom. I'm sure like maybe you were very stressed and had lots of anxiety of like taking that transition. So kind of walk us through what was holding you back from pursuing those like creative dreams, if you did have them before, or what was really the turning point that was like, okay, I need to change something in in my life. Maybe I don't know yet what that final point is, but how did you start to unravel all those experiences and emotions and feelings and kind of discover your more aligned path?
Yeah. Wow. You give me goosebumps right now. It's so interesting because I really believe in that unraveling. You know, it's like whatever string is ready. You don't have to go for the whole thing. You know, it's not the whole enchilada. It's not the whole staircase. It's just what's the next right step. And just putting that into practice, practically and spiritually, has completely transformed my life. Like I can bank on it. Something major can come, like coming across, moving across two states, three states, and going to battle, you know, for custody in court. And it's literally what's the next right step. Like when we moved to Utah, we didn't even have a city picked out. They said there were no trucks. It's just really the ability to solve the problems and not get consumed in the chaos, you know? And the better we get at chunking it down, I really believe the wiser our choices are, the better our life ends up being. So for me, when you said 2 points, the first point where it was like, wake up, girl, was I was pregnant with my son. I was in corporate and I was like, holy God, I cannot keep doing to my unborn child what I've been doing to myself. Like, work would go until 3 a.m. People would be partying with accounts. They expected you to be there. I didn't even want to be there. And then corporate meetings would start at 5 a.m. I was like, I'm going to die if I keep doing this. And it was such a dark time for me. And it was actually a naturopath that I knew from a friend who's like family to me. He's a chiropractor in the Bay. And then it's actually her family. She's like, are you depressed? And I was like, I have no idea. Like, I was so disconnected with myself. And this was when my son, right before I became pregnant with my son, and he's 12 now. So about 13 years ago, and it was one of those key moments where I literally was just like, I felt it in my body. I cannot keep doing this to myself. And I'd struggled with anxiety, depression, insomnia since I was a kid. And, you know, it's not bright and shiny, but by the time I was 11, I was already cutting myself. I was suicidal. Like, that's not normal. And I know it's happening to a lot of kids right now. And it's not okay. And that stuff needs to start working its way out of our culture and our society. So I have a lot of compassion. Because I feel really blessed to still be here. I didn't think I was going to make it to 30, you know? And now I'm 40. I forget. Now I'm 40. It's 10 years on top of that. But it's so interesting because since I'd had anxiety and so many things as a kid, and I was highly sensitive, and I didn't know what to do with it, even though I was so strong, I could muscle through for a really long time, my nervous system is just not in a healthy place. Because all that stuff, you know, they say time heals all wounds. It does not heal all wounds. I don't know about you, but you could be with someone who's 20, 30, 40 years old in front of you, and all of a sudden they're acting like a four-year-old. You know, and I'm sure you felt that, right, with people, where it's like something goes on, and they're not there anymore. Like, they're not reacting to the current situation. It's like their trauma comes online. So for me, I really had to get to that. And I needed someone to model. You know, I needed a mentor to model. Like, it's not from lack of trauma that they're not projecting on people anymore. It's from actually healing and clearing it. And once I started stepping into it, one bed at a time, the whole landscape of my life just started getting better and better, way better than I would have imagined it to be, you know, just 5, 10 short years ago. So, yeah, I really believe in that. In business, we can get so consumed with doing all the things. Mm-hmm. But it really is just, what's the right thing? What's the next right thing? And when you choose the right step, the whole staircase changes, like my mentor says.
Yeah, that's so amazing. And I think it's quite funny that you said, like, you know, time heals all wounds, right? I feel like that's just a very small aspect of a healing journey. I think even more important comes first, like self-awareness. And I think that you were kind of reaching that point where someone reached out to you and was like, are you depressed? Like, how are you feeling, right? Because you're not acting like yourself, or you're not doing things that like you, Charlene, would do or react to, right? And I think that's the moment where you can kind of take a step back and kind of like analyze your life, not in like an overcritical way, but realize or pinpoint maybe things that you do or say or even treat yourself emotionally, right? Because it is, right, just because you let time heal, quote unquote, yourself doesn't mean you're actively doing that healing yourself. So I'm really curious to know, like, what self-awareness, maybe practices, did you kind of like instilled in yourself? Maybe like on a daily or like weekly basis, if you had like that consistent of practices to kind of like check in with yourself and realize, okay, I need to shift. I am becoming a mother. I don't want this for my kid, but also I don't want this for myself, right? Like, you need to take care of yourself first. You need to show up for yourself first in order to do that for your children or your husband or anyone else, really. Like, if you're not showing up for yourself, how are you going to show up for others? So kind of walk us through those steps, and maybe how did you realize, okay, this is the areas or points that I need to start healing and unraveling to get to like a strong foundation? Because everyone can have, you know, areas where we need to heal, whether that be childhood trauma, whether that be just emotional, relationship wise. There's so many different areas that someone can be holding to and not even realize it, right?
Oh, yeah. So you tapped on a really another key point. As I remember, I was on the phone, I was sending voice messages back and forth, and my first coach asked me, how are you feeling? And I was like, what? Like, what do you mean, how am I feeling right now? Like, I'm in the middle of my day, I got to take care of my kid. It was when I was in single mom mode too. And it was so interesting because I really believe now, doing years of work since then, that we were taught, you know, to shut it down, shut down our feelings. And our parents did the best they could, you know, but when you're in survival mode, or a lot of us, you know, our parents were first generation immigrants over here, there was no time for feelings. You know, that wasn't a priority. Priority was like taking care of the bills, taking care of everybody else, whatever, making sure everyone's alive. You know, you got to survive first before you can thrive, right? But our generation has taken that as foundation and banked on it. I'm like, okay, well, what's the next step? Maybe it is more than just work hard till you die. Maybe it is more than run your health into the ground or run your wealth into the ground or taking care of everyone else and them not being able to receive or even appreciate it. You know, carrying people on your back instead of running and walking beside people. And it's so fascinating because I believe, as a lot of us as women who are very heart and soulpreneur based, when we start diving in and crossing that bridge from our head to our heart and diving into our feelings and using it, using that sensitivity, it's a total game changer. Like, that's goosebumps, goosebumps all over me again. It's been so profound, you know, by me just getting the center, you know, getting back in my heart, getting back in my body, being able to feel. And then I still do sales calls, but I don't do 25 a day like I used to do. You know, I work for a couple hours. I work part-time. I contact a couple people, but it's the right people. It's that magnet is on and you attract the right person at the right time. It's still work. I'm freaking tired after I've coached or I've done a circle or anything like that, but it's a different tired. There's balance. There's like enrichment in it. And that has been like from going to the desert to like heaven, because it's so interesting. Because when I left corporate and I started running my own businesses, all my baggage went with me. My nervous system went with me. Me working too much. And, you know, just not, I went into my own business to be present with my son, but I was still hustling way too hard. I ended up working with a company that was greenwashed, and it was so interesting because they're calling me, where were you? And I'm like, I went to the bathroom. Like, I'm like, oh my God, like, this is worse than corporate. So it was so interesting. I still had to learn my lessons, you know, and until I learned those really well, my foundation was cracked. You know, I had to learn how to speak up for myself, how to set boundaries, how to take care of myself so I could keep taking care of everybody else, because I'm really strong. You know, I'm not a new soul. I'm an old soul and I can rally. Like, I kind of feel like you've got that rally in you too, you know, where you can go pretty strong for a long time and hold a lot of space for people. But there has to be an element of balance and joy. And one of my favorite things the past 2 years has been sustainability. Because you know, that running hard and long, it wears on you.
Yeah.
Like for me, I got into holistic health because my health would go wonky. Little things that I was just like, oh my God, I can't keep doing this to myself. Something's about to go off. That's actually how I got into transformational life coaching. I got beautiful foundation holistic health coaching. I was like, something's missing. And my business was running me and I couldn't leave that company. I really felt like I couldn't leave. I was a single mom. I'd worked my way up in the company. They were paying for my Lexus. I was like, how do I walk away, take on a car payment, leave my income? There's people depending on me. But this company sent the moms out to where the smokers were. I help a lot of moms. You know, I can't, this is out of integrity with me. It's kind of like what happened with corporate. I got it again, right? It's out of integrity with me. I don't want to climb up the ladder here anymore. What the freak do I do? You know? It was literally a prayer for change. I just said a prayer for change and someone told me about a conscious business class. And I was like, I don't know what you're saying. What the heck is conscious business? But I needed to unify those sides of me, that entrepreneurial spirit, and still make peace with my heart and soul, that practical and that spirituality, you know, because if you get too spiritual and you don't stay grounded here, other things don't function. It's either your health or your finances, like the stuff that you need to be really grounded for. Like going into court, I can't go in there all love and light and chakras. Like, they'll take your kid, you know? You need to go in solid. You need to show that you're responsible, that you're mature, that you're grounded. And then the other side, just going business, going hard all the time, like that wasn't working for me either. I actually needed to bring my heart and my sensitivities and that balance and that joy into my work. And then that infinity loop, that's changed everything. And it's a balance. You know, sometimes you go too far one way than the other way. You know, you learn you have an inner child.
I don't think it's like every person like has like that perfect, just continuous balance. I think what you said about like, I feel like aiming for sustainability is even like a better way to describe it, right? Like you kind of have to find a way to kind of embody both of them. I don't think being in, you know, someone who's ambitious and like has goals and dreams is a bad thing, but I also don't think someone who's like very grounded and spiritual and maybe more into finding, you know, healing or any other practice where they're more in touch with themselves emotionally or in any other way is also a bad thing. I think it's just a mix of finding what works for you. And I think it's really interesting that I feel like this new generation that's turning into adults now is very aware of that. I think we've seen through other generations how bad either emotional relationships they had with themselves or their parents or their kids, but also how bad that hustle environment and corporate like overachiever and like career driven is also not healthy. And it's just about finding that good point of where you're living life, you're actually living your life and you're enjoying it, whether it is being an entrepreneur, whether it's being a creative, whether it's seeking that spiritual journey, but doing things that drive you and excite you through all walks of life, through all purpose of life, through all points of life is really, really important. And I think that that's how you came to, you know, transformational life coaching, right? Like not only just seeing it for yourself, but also seeing what others could do for themselves and the positive things that came with it. So can you talk to us a little bit more about what is transformational life coaching? Like how exactly does that help? Because I feel like also too, we see all over social media, like coaching, mentoring, you know, transformation, all those things. But that is such like, I feel like a vague sometimes terms that can confuse people. So how exactly, for example, do you help someone navigate through life or get that transformation? Or like what areas do you specifically work with or help clients in?
Yeah, so God, that could be a couple podcasts right there, my dear. You know, it is a really important thing to know that, you know, transformational life coach, any kind of the whole coaching industry, like my mentor says, it's about to get cracked down on. There's a lot of people who go in for a weekend training, they pay $5,000-$10,000 and they're like, I'm a unicorn coach. And they're like, what are you talking about? You know, there's no real, you can only transform so much in a weekend, you know? So the coaching industry is going to be and is starting to be under a lot of scrutiny. And I think it's a good thing. It's an uncomfortable thing, but it's a good thing. So one of the things that I really felt passionate about was getting certified through an organization who knows what they're doing, who has all their ducks in a row, who has all their paperwork and tax stuff, you know, everything lined up. Yeah. That's the practical. That's the business. That feels like a good foundation. That feels like the masculine, that structure. You know, when you have a solid structure, it's just very soothing, you know, to the feminine. Then you can flow and create from there. So that's why I went through the Del Holloway Network, because he's a mystic and shamanic dream interpreter and all that stuff. All those things that really helped me, you know, behind the scenes. And also he's coached a lot of Fortune 500 companies and CEOs and their families. So I needed that. I needed something really solid. And that felt really right for me. So that's why I got certified in transformational life coaching through his company. And what I've learned is it really is about supporting the person with the practical and the spiritual. And it is, like you said, it's very unique to that person. It's whatever is up for them in their life. And when someone's working with me, usually something happened that morning, that day, that week, you know, that it's just not sitting well in their soul. It's not sitting well in their system. You know, so instead of keeping it there and trying to do life, trying to do business, trying to connect with their partner or whoever, for me, it's like, all right, let's work with it. It's here. It's ready. It's like, pop, pop, like opportunity. Feels like crap, but it's an opportunity. It's an opportunity to learn the lesson and grow so we can actually move on. Because, you know, growing pains suck. They just do. But there's a purpose. And what my mentor always says too, there's the unnecessary pain. When we just resist whatever it is we know we are to be growing through and learning right now. We pack that unnecessary pain on top of the growing pain. And then that original pain is still there. So for me, it's helping people with that, resisting the unnecessary pain. You know, they're just getting kind of consumed in it. Where they see the problem, but a lot of the time they don't know what to do. You know, they want that clarity. So they're like, well, do I break up with him or do I not? Or do I this or do I that? And I'm like, girl, I'm not going to tell you what to do. Someone tells you what to do, unless it's an extreme, you know, situation where there's abuse or something, you know, run. Like, your coach shouldn't be telling you what to do. But a good coach will help you get clear. Get clear on what is unique to you, what your values are, and what the next right step is. Because sometimes people think, well, they go to the extreme. You know, they're like, well, I have to break up with them to be able to do this. Well, are you sure? Like, what is it that you know you're to be working on right now? What is it that you're doing? Are you not setting your boundaries? You know, and just kind of diving in, breaking it down, chunking it down. And a lot of the time, people don't do the work on themselves because they're scared they're going to break up with their partner or break up their family. And I've seen it time and time again, when one, or even better, both, just start working on themselves for themselves, the relationships end up getting way better, way better. I've seen more people stay together than break apart because they're actually getting their stuff. Because just like me with corporate and going into my own business, your baggage goes with you, baby.
Mm-hmm.
It goes with you. You take it into the next relationship. I actually swore off guys. I didn't know I was doing it. But I swore off getting in a relationship until I learned what I needed to learn to not create the same thing. So when I made that vow to myself, it ended up being 6.5 years before I dated again. So it was a little crazy. And I don't recommend that to anybody, but it ended up being my story. But in that time, when I wasn't dating guys, I ended up creating not one, but one after another, two female business partners. It was the same freaking dynamics. I could not get away from my lesson. And it was so powerful to learn it with women and in business, the other things that I value besides, you know, romantic partnership. So I was like, oh, crap, it's me. You know, not that they didn't have their role, you know, in different things too. But it's so great to see when you see a pattern like that and you just dive in, you take responsibility, how much good it can do in your world and everyone you touch, really.
Yeah. Well, I feel like, you know, it's scary to like admit that, right? Like to admit that like maybe you are the problem or you have areas in which you need to work, like heal or learn from. And I think I always find it really funny looking back, right? Like it's not funny when you're going through it, it's painful, you're rejecting it, you're just like, why does bad things happen to me? But I kind of find it funny because the way I envision like the universe, or like I like to think that everything in life happens for a reason and you're supposed to learn something from it, right? Like even the most painful things, you're meant to learn a lesson to understand yourself better. And whenever like you don't do that inner work or inner healing or kind of grow from that, I always kind of picture like, you know, call it what you want, universe, angels, whatever you believe in, right? Kind of like being like, oh my gosh, here we go again. Like, did you not learn? It was right there, right? And sometimes we have the answer right there, right? Like we know what we're supposed to do, whether it's the work or the decision we have to make, but we're resisting so hard that it's like we have this like tunnel vision, right? And like we can't see anything else past what we already like instilled in ourselves that is right. And there's so many things outside of that tunnel vision that can help us and guide us and lend a hand, and we can heal and we can become even better humans, not just for ourselves, but also for the relationships that we build, for our friends, for our families, for anyone we're interacting with. So I think it's really funny also that, you know, whenever people ask you like, what should I do? You know, should I leave my job or should I break up with my partner? And oftentimes like we know the answer to it, and it's sometimes mostly lies within doing the inner work ourselves and not putting the blame or the work into somebody else. But we're so like, oh no, like that's scary to admit that, like that's scary to have to put in time or energy to better ourselves. So I find that's really, really interesting. And when you look back and you stop resisting and you're just like, okay, I don't know why this is happening, but I am going to accept that it's happening. And how do I move and navigate through these, you know, murky water or just chaos happening in my life, you start to realize, okay, I am learning so much more. Or you realize, wow, I am so resilient. Like, look at everything that I've gone through, and I am still here, and I am still fighting, and I am still thriving. So I'm a little curious to know maybe some of the misconceptions that maybe clients come to you with wanting like answers from you or decisions given on their life, but also like on their emotional intelligence. And like, what are some things that you think is really important to understand about that emotional intelligence as well? And what is emotional intelligence to begin with? Let's start there first.
Well, it's either you learn how to work with your feelings or your feelings work you. And, you know, they'll keep showing up in every area of your life. You know, you can, like I said before, you can have someone who's 30, 40 years old, and all of a sudden they're in the boardroom and they're throwing a fit, like they're five. And you're like, what? Or you feel it. You feel it when you're going into something. You're like, okay, I'm going into this meeting. Why? What am I feeling? Why am I feeling so nervous? Why am I freaking out? You know, what's going on? Or someone says something to you and you feel like it has an impact. And it has so much more impact than what's happening in the present moment. Like there's a charge there. You know, in our world, we call it being activated or being triggered. You know, it's like something comes online and you're like, okay, God. And a lot of the time, that's when people take it on the freaking extreme roller coaster, right? So what I help people do a lot of the time is smooth out the roller coaster. There are ways. You know, but like you said, a lot of the time we think this is all there is, just the problem that whatever we're dealing with, when there's so much more going on over here. You know, I worked with Dale Holloway's daughter, Randy Holloway, for a while. She's amazing. She's like Dale, but, you know, like in pink. Like she's very successful in business and she's a wonderful, wonderful woman. And it's been such a joy, like you said earlier, you know, to see her rise through stuff. And she's always like, there's all this stuff that's going on over here, you know, like you don't realize. And also, if we really slow down, because a lot of us tend to go too fast in life and in business, there's so much more support than we realize. But we have to slow down to ask, and we have to slow down to receive. And for women, that's one of our superpowers, calling in the right person at the right time, you know, using our intuition. What am I supposed to be doing for my business today? I could do these 50 things, but also I can't because there's only 24 hours in a day. What is the right thing? Who is the right person for me to call? You know, it can be a lot of fun. You know, fun is really important too. Not in a distracting from your business way, but I enjoy my life and I'm a soul and a body and I came here, you know, for a purpose and for my heart too. Oh yeah, that's important besides all the things, right? So I feel like, especially women, we tend to go into what you said, responsibility, and it's really powerful. Because then it doesn't matter. No matter what, no matter who. Partner, client, family member, bio family member, we get our relationship with ourselves for life. We get to love ourselves anyway. And it sounds great, right? But when you start to embody it layer by layer, string by string, it's a very different lifestyle. You know, but a lot of us, we don't get to that responsibility for our own stuff, whether it's inner child work or shadow work, you know, that stuff, anger, shame, stuff we kept in the corner because it just feels too scary to touch. But it's on the back burner, you know, it's running, it's still alive because we get caught up in over responsibility. We take too much care for other people. We take on their stuff. We don't set our own boundaries. And I see it every week, time and time again, another layer in it for myself or clients, you know, just starting to learn how to say no, starting to put themselves first, starting to stop running from their feelings by taking care of everyone else and actually get to them. So they can be relaxed in their body. And usually when clients show up with me, you know, they're having some energy going on. Their throat feels tight. Their chest feels tight. Their stomach is like doing something, you know, there's something in their body. So a lot of the time when it can feel too scary to get to the feelings or like me, you know, not that long ago, I was like, I don't know what I'm feeling. Feelings, like feelings are a luxury. That's what I was taught, you know? So when they get in the body and they start using the body, it's such a beautiful thing. The soul uses the body, the subconscious, to talk to us. And then the feelings are there, just like in Chinese medicine. You know, it can be grief in the lungs. It can be worry in the stomach. It can be anxiety in the chest area or anger in the liver. You know, I don't know if I said that already. But a lot of the time, we're just really used to giving our personal power away.
Yeah.
So for me, it is that mind, body, spirit connection. And it doesn't have to be the whole enchilada, like I said. It's just whatever is right for you right now to move forward. And it's baby steps. It's literally changing morning and night. What's working? What's not working? You
know? Yeah.
It's the simple things, the simple practices that make the most difference, because the soul loves simplicity. And if you're a soulpreneur and you start letting your soul in more and your heart in more to your work, that's when, like, it's like the angels are singing, you know, everything just opens up. Even if it's still hard, you know, maybe it's hard to get to center and facilitate someone sometimes if I have my own stuff going on. But there's something really beautiful that happens for me as a human being when I put my stuff on the side just to serve someone. You know, it's like parenting. You know, it's an act of service and love. And then you get blessed. And then you go back to your big problem, right, that you thought was forever. It's an egoic trick, like this crap that's happening. This is forever. This is all there is, you know? But like you said, you laugh at it later because you're like, oh, I was supposed to be learning this. And now I can solve all these problems because I actually learned it. I learned it well. And you end up being able to help not only you, first of all, at a higher level, but then you can help other people with that too, which is pretty cool.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it's in those simple ways. I love how you mentioned, you know, simplicity, like the soul loves simplicity. But I feel like everyone loves simple things. Like, right, if you can simplify your life into even small baby steps or like actionable steps, it's great. I love that. I'm going to steal that. Like, though, it's not about the whole enchilada. I love that because it's not. Like, I feel like sometimes we overwhelm ourselves when we hear about, you know, transformation or spirituality or like finding that sustainability, all those terms that like we see on social media, other podcasts and stuff like that. The thing is, what is going to work for you is not going to work for somebody else. And your simple steps are not someone else's simple steps. And it's finding what works for you, what areas are emotionally neglected by yourself that you need to open up, even slowly. Like, it's not about just letting everything rush in. That's so overwhelming. And you're going to be like feeling like you're drowning and you don't even know where to start, right? Like, your boat is sinking and you're just like trying to get that water out the boat and you're just like not going to be able to work that through. And I love how you mentioned those almost signs of emotional dysregulation, right? Because I feel like everything in your body is connected, physical, spiritual, your soul, all of those things, energy wise. And your body constantly tells you what's wrong with you. And it's about like that self-awareness of like, okay, why do I feel nervous? Or why do I have a headache? Or why am I throwing up? Like, why am I all of a sudden nauseous, right? Like, and if it's not because of any like health issues that you might have, sometimes it's just your emotions telling you you're stressed or you're nervous or you have rage and you need to like process that emotion. And this is your body's way of physically reacting to it, right? And I love also too that you mentioned bringing in that heart and that soul into not just your business, I feel like anything that you're doing. But I love that, and I would love to go deeper into also the intuition part of it, because I feel like a lot of us aren't fully connected or building into our intuition. And through all that hustle environment and that ambition, I feel like that's where we can get the most disconnected with like our inner voice, our intuition, and what feels right, and how to also acknowledge what does feel right, what does, you know, feel wrong or weird or like icky, right? So can you talk to us a little bit more about how can we start to welcome that intuition, or like what sort of habits or practices can we even implement into our lives to help us kind of realign with ourselves and our intuition and allow for it to guide us through our life, through our decision, you know, making through problems or situations that can feel overwhelming?
Well, I mean, it's kind of like in business, like we can stay super busy. We can get all that business going on, but we're not really being productive. Be a trap for a lot of entrepreneurs. They're doing all the things, all the admin, all the things behind the scenes. There's nothing wrong with that. I do that too. You actually need to do it. But are they afraid of doing the income producing activities? A lot of people have fear around sales, you know, so they avoid their sales calls or their follow up or the new, you know, they know what the right next step is. But to slow down, and sometimes it feels icky because it's not the right thing intuitively, right? And sometimes it feels icky because we have to grow through it, and it hurts. You know, it sucks. Mm-hmm. Those yucky feelings come up. And you were talking a lot about social media, and I feel like you touched some really great points there, because there's a lot of hot, sexy talk about manifestation, about meditation, and all these things, and there's nothing wrong with any of these things. However, I really believe what, you know, my mentor Bill Holloway says, is the world is really starving for authenticity right now. The world is starving for real wisdom. You know, we're getting blasted with information, but what really works practically and for each unique heart and soul, you know, spiritually. So like with manifestation, there is nothing wrong with saying affirmations in the mirror. But what people don't get, what they don't always tell you, is once you start taking on an affirmation, like a lot of us women have issues with, I am worthy, I am deserving. You know, a lot of us have that at our core, you know, and it can feel scary to start to touch it. But you don't have to go for all of it. Enchilada, you can go for just a little bit, you know. So when you have that yucky feeling coming up, or if someone, you know, I was in a very big spiritual community in Santa Barbara, they've been saying the affirmations for 3 years and nothing's changed. I'm like, okay. So what's going on here? There's nothing wrong with affirmations. But we're not going to manifest what we affirm in the mirror. We're going to manifest what we really believe. So manifestation, it's hot, it's sexy, it's about creating. And people think, like feelings, it's something we do when we have all this extra time on our hands, right? No, we are creating consistently, either what we want or what we don't want.
Yeah.
Creating anyway, moment to moment. We are so much more powerful than we give ourselves credit for.
Oh, absolutely. Or we're
willing to accept, you know? So that yucky stuff that comes up, okay, well, I don't feel like I'm enough. Or, oh, what, you know, the crazy shit we tell ourselves in our head, you know? Whatever story it is. That's the juice. Because if you don't have what you want, that means there's something in your field, in your closet, energetically, that is blocking it. So when you get to the block, for real, not 90%, but 100%, that's when you get what you want. So yeah, this isn't like, you know, the best meme or whatever. People don't want to hear, they actually got to roll up their sleeves and do a little bit of work. But the thing is, they don't know how long it's going to take. But like you said, accepting where you're at. All right, well, my lesson setting boundaries right now. I could see it. I could see it in my business. I could see it in my relationships. I can see it with myself, honoring my agreements with myself, whatever it is. Oh, how long is it going to take to resolve this? Can we put it in the calendar? No, we can't. We don't know. All we know is this is the lesson. You stay with it and commit to yourself. And then you start to get the results you want. You know, are you getting the results you want, or are you getting the results you don't want? You know, and you have those little checkpoints. It's like those race car games, you know, checkpoint, check in. What's going on? What's working? What's not working? Checkpoint. And I love that on social media, people tell people to go meditate. That's a great thing. There's nothing wrong with meditation.
Mm-hmm.
I meditate. I just meditated this morning. I did one of Dale's meditations on heart healing. And it was great for me. And I didn't even do the whole meditation. I did like 20 minutes, I think, because I have a 3-year-old. but people say you have to go meditate for half an hour on a mountain or 2 hours or an hour. That is not sustainable. I mean, yeah, if you can do it, great. But for a lot of people, that's not sustainable.
Yeah.
But anyone, anywhere can get some simple practices in that help their life move forward for the better. If you keep telling moms they can only get to work on themselves when they take a weekend to go to a retreat, I haven't taken a retreat like in 10 years. You know what I mean? I've been momming, you know? And there's nothing wrong with retreats, but it's not just that. It's our daily lifestyle that really creates impact. So for me, I did I don't even do the French press this morning, but I do like a superfood coffee and I put MCT creamer. It's like this whole ritual and I love it. But I did an instant one today with the same things. And when I stir my coffee with my 3-year-old doing whatever she's doing, I'm stirring my coffee anyway. This is part of my routine, right?
Yeah.
I stop. I physically stop. I get in my body and I take some deep breaths in through my nose and out through my nose. And I just check in on myself.
Mm-hmm.
How am I feeling? I say something positive to myself, something really loving.
Yeah.
It takes a minute when I'm stirring the French press. The instant coffee, maybe two. A lot of involvement stuff. It does not take long. I'm doing it anyway. For a lot of people, it works when they're turning the ignition on in the car. Just stop. You're warming up your car. How about you warm me up? Take a couple breaths before you get on the road and deal with other people who are dealing with their stuff and road rage. And no, you know, it's not about you. Everyone's kind of getting more activated nowadays. What if you just stop taking all that on? You know? So there's so much power that we can take back. And what I'm telling you, it takes a minute. You know, but once you start doing these things, you pick one for the morning. If you know the morning's rough for you, like I got into this mode, I homeschooled for like forever until this year. I was like, oh my God, we're in this morning routine. And then we moved and we had a half hour commute each way and with my 3-year-old. And I was like, this sucks. I was like, all right, here's another opportunity for me to apply what I teach, you know, and practice it on a different level. So that's what I was doing. Coffee, car, breathe, you know, set boundaries with my children. If you're yelling, I'm pulling over. I'm not going to drive like that. Whatever it is. But it is the real practices that are just completely transforming. Because there's probably something in there that we're doing that's not working. But when we get something that really works for us, we can feel that power. We feel that foundation under our belts. And when we build a strong foundation, just like in business, strong and wide, it doesn't matter what's going on. No matter what, no matter who, no matter what wind's blowing, you've got your back. And you can stand the test of time. And that's what we all want entrepreneurially and in life, right? And in our relationships. So I'm all for meditation. I'm all for manifestation. But a lot of the time, it's just that, you know, it's like 5 nostril breaths in through your nose, out through your nose. Put your stopwatch on. Breathe for a minute. 1 minute. I don't have an hour practice before I sit down with clients. You know, sometimes I do, you know, but most of the time, it's a few minutes, 10 minutes. Check the body, check the feelings, breathe. Write the crap out of whatever's, you know, pissing you off or whoever, what Sally said. Get it out, process it, and then do what you got to do.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, and I think it's really key what you said about like that authenticity, because I feel like now that we live in a world in which social media is so prevalent and like just so, I feel like every week either there's a new feature or a new social media being released and everyone's jumping into that trend, into that hype, right? I feel like also people jump in into that trend and hype of certain topics or areas of life, right? Like, oh, it's trendy to, I don't know, like going to manifestation or tarot readings and stuff like that. And like, while yes, some people feel very connected to those methods of self-care and spirituality and inner healing and inner work, it's not going to work for everyone, nor is it realistic for every single person to jump into those areas, right? And I think when you look at it of spirituality and inner work, inner healing as more of like an awareness kind of thing that you have with yourself, it's more graceful because you're not just like, oh, like, let me look at my calendar. Oh, I have to sit down with myself for 1 hour and do breath work. No. Do you have 5 minutes for yourself? Do you feel a little funky or a little emotional or a little stressed out? Then breathe in those 5 minutes. You don't have to block an hour of your day when you're sitting down in the morning, writing your journal, your calendar for the week. What you need to do or how you need to check in with yourself or when you need to check in with yourself. Just do it periodically throughout the day or throughout the week or whenever it calls to you. I think that's the most important aspect of it. Again, that it's unique to you, and while for some people it does help to have like an hour or a specific time of the day to do it, it can be ever changing and ever flowing. It's a dynamic process. You're not like this robot, right, living life just like by the dot, by the minute. No, you're ever changing and things change, things move around, and that's perfectly fine and perfectly normal as well. So I think that's a very important like aspect to like remember and instill in ourselves. But I do want to ask a little bit more about what advice would you give someone, specifically women who maybe are ready to tap into that, you know, self-intuition, maybe even self-trust to kind of figure out what's holding them back emotionally, how they can start on this inner work, life transformation, right, without feeling overwhelmed. So what advice would you give to them and why?
Yeah, so I mean, intuition is just such a game changer. Like I said, you know, it's such a blessing to start going through the feelings, because then we can actually hear ourselves better, you know, that inner voice. Like if you look at it as like soul and ego, the ego is loud. Your ego is telling you all that scary stuff. It's telling all the stories. It's still like running like, all right, everyone's trying to kill you. Your family's trying to kill you. Like whatever it is, you know, whatever crazy shit you tell yourself. And your soul, your higher self, it's more like those whispers. It's gentle. There's no forcing. There's no heaviness, you know, and then you get free will. Our souls gave us the ability to choose, you know, moment to moment. So it's really powerful to slow it down. You know, women, moms, entrepreneurs, mompreneurs, whoever, we tend to move really fast. So if you really want to start getting in touch with your intuition, putting markers in to slow it down. And I love what you said. You know, it is that practice of just being with yourself, checking in, and then you can decide from there. But for me, the most powerful thing that I've seen for myself and all the women that I've touched is you go into it. There's some anger there. Go for the anger. Get some notebook paper. I cost a couple bucks. Get a nice big stack. That's what I have here. Get a pen. Let all that stuff out for 2 minutes instead of holding it, instead of carrying too much in your heart or on your shoulders. You know, so much over responsibility. Then we don't get done what we really want to get done or create what we really want to create, because it takes energy to do these things. It takes energy to create. So if you're not getting what you want, that means there's some clearing work to do. That's okay. It's okay.
I love that advice, and I wish we can keep talking more about this, because I feel like it's so soothing and calming to have that energy in it. But Charlene, you do have to tell us more about what's next for you. What should we expect from you? But most importantly, how can we support you, and where can we find you? Where can we connect with you?
I love being with you. I have no idea how long it's been. So much fun. But yeah, I'm on Instagram, and I'm just building that currently, and it's a great place to connect with me and just kind of see what's going on in life and transformational work and space. And there's a lot of great offerings on there. I've always got a lot of really good things going on every week, every month, every day, because I believe transformation is a lifestyle. And as I've made this a part of my life, it's just taught me so much as a mom, as a woman, as an entrepreneur, as a daughter, sister, friend. So I'm always attending whatever seminar my mentor has going on. He does public seminars about every couple months, and they are the most powerful thing. That's how I started, you know, with all this work within myself, just saying yes to attending a seminar and seeing what comes up to lift me up and to elevate me. And it's been 8 years now, and every single one I can bank on. When I go in, I surrender, all that resistance comes down, my life gets better. And it's just, oh my God, it's such a rest to my spirit. And I know my kids and everybody appreciate it too. I'm hosting full moon and new moon circles all summer long, so about every 2 weeks, which is really cool virtually. I'm hoping to start doing some in person in Utah too, but online you can find me with those. They're very low cost. It's $22 a circle. So you can come and have an experience, get some coaching. We do some grounding work with the full moon, some processing like we were talking about. And new moon is all about intentions, you know, looking at the holistic wheel of your life, what's working, what's not working, and what is the next right step, and bringing your higher self in instead of us trying to shoulder and do it all on our own, like higher self help. So the whole theme of summer for me is Buck Hot Girl Summer. It's a spiritual woman summer. I think it's doing some really good things for women. That's what I've been hearing. So that's my offering right now. And there's always freebies and low cost things for people to receive support. So there's a free manifestation masterclass with my master teacher. And if you listen to that class, that unlocks 90% off a session with me to work with whatever you want to work with manifestation or whatever else is going on in your life. So those are some of the fun things on there.
Well, you guys heard it. Like always, I'll leave all the links and everything in the episode description, so you can go ahead, check out the fun stuff that Charlene has for the summer, the freebies, connect with her on Instagram, so you can keep up with any new updates. Charlene, thank you so much for joining me. This has been such a wonderful conversation. I genuinely love your energy and what you do and sort of the positive vibes that you have with this. So thank you so much for joining me.
Oh, honey, thank you so much for having me. And anytime, and any questions that popped up about anything that I shared or anything, I'm here for you and for everyone that you're serving too. And we're all in this together, you know, and the more we lean on each other, I really believe what this next wave is about, building those bridges. So thank you so much. It's been an honor to be on here, and I love being here too.
Thank you for joining me this week. But before you go, make sure you subscribe to the podcast so you can receive new episodes right when they're released. If you want to learn more, please visit myjourneytoceo.com and join the newsletter. Thank you again for joining me, Valeria Medero, in this episode of My Journey to CEO. Talk to you next time.